Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, man, I'm super ready. How about you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Awesome. It took a little time to get this going today, huh?
We got some stuff going on. We're trying to make the Rockfin thing work for us, and, well, that's what the video is. So, now I'm waving. And if you're listening on audio, you can't see me wave.
No, they can't. You know how they could?
How?
All they got to do is go to Rockfin, I guess, what, download the iOS app or the Android app?
Yep, those are things.
Yeah, you sign up for the premium and you can watch us. You can watch it. It's completely unedited. And I throw it up either the day we do it, as soon as we're done, or the next day. I don't touch it. I don't edit it. I do nothing with it.
Yes. It's us and all of our video gloriousness. You got your shelving with random things behind you. Bring on the weirdy. And I've got my tarp behind me. Not really a tarp. It's the bed cover. The first video was, I'm like, oh man, I got to do something about that. So I did something.
It's falling over your shoulder. You're going to get smothered.
That'll turn into an SCP itself. It'll just be called Comforter.
The blanket that kills.
That's two on the nose. We got to make it safe and somehow still kill.
The blanket that's safe.
And then it'll be a Euclid.
In a world where the world is so cold, comes a comforter. Who will not only warm you up, it will smother you too.
I'd watch that movie for free on YouTube.
Coming this fall of 2022.
Whoa, next year.
Next fall. Next fall. You know what I meant. I don't have a good movie guy voice.
Wait a minute. If it's already, as we're recording right now, it's September 17th. When this one comes out, it will already be fall. So you're right. Next fall, not this one.
Right. Right.
Timey-wimey.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You win.
Rock.
It was so delayed.
Oh, well. That was fun. We used to it. So does that mean I go first or I pass it to you? Or it's winner's choice?
Winner's choice, I'd say.
All right. I'll do mine.
Wow. So selfish. So selfish, man. Okay. Well, do what you want to do.
I never understood that in football. Like, why they give them a choice. Has anybody ever decided to kick it?
Yeah, it's becoming real popular now.
They don't want to receive it first?
No, they like to get it after halftime.
What?
Mm-hmm. Becoming real popular now.
Oh, how the turntables.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mine is SCP-422. It is Patchwork Beast.
Ooh.
I don't know what... Well, the object class is safe, but we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. Because typically it's not. And anybody checking us out on Rockfin right now, go back and listen to our other episodes in any podcasting app. Eventually, we'll get more into here, but you understand what we mean.
Yeah. I think we're going to do... The majority is going to just be audio for free on Rockfin so that we can start populating that with content. I think that's the idea, right? I don't think we need to do all of them. Maybe the last few, handful of them.
Oh, you mean the backlog? Or the previously posted content? Yeah, I think... We don't want to do everything. We'll probably do like our popular ones.
Yeah.
For now, and then
the SCPs were always fun.
Yeah. But I think from this point forward, I think we're just going to post everything, all videos to it, right? Regardless of the topic. Like all videos are coming here now.
That was my assumption, yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully the topics don't get too crazy. But that's why we're here on Rockfin.
Of course. Because they're not going to kick us off like Patreon might. Patreon hasn't, but it could.
Yep, maybe. But I don't know I don't know where Rock Fan keeps their stuff, because what was that? What was that social media that got hammered? Because they were on Amazon Web Services. And Amazon's like, ooh, we don't want... Parler? Was it Parler?
That might be what they said, yeah.
I think it was around the election.
Yeah, I think Parler got shut down because they were a conservative-sided...
Right. And people were fighting on there, and Amazon was crying about it.
Yeah. And they're like, whoa, you like Donald Trump? We're going to shut you down.
Your digital words hurt me.
Hurt my feelings.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Here's the description for SCP-422. It's a large, quadruped, 83 centimeters at the shoulder and weighing 53 kilograms.
I think that's a quadruped.
Quadruped, yep, quadruped. I'm just getting into it, dude.
That's all right. I probably speak American. The same thing.
I don't know what these... What's a centimeter? What's a kilogram? I speak American.
I don't know. You know, we're like one of only like a handful of countries who use
the imperial system.
Yeah, the imperial system.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's... I don't know. I can't... I've tried to use the other way, but I... Because my stupid American mind just won't let me do it.
I'd like to be able to do it.
How far is it? It's 100 yards. Okay. That's the one non... Is that imperial?
Is what imperial?
Yards.
I don't fucking know, dude.
All right. We'll just keep going. Quadruped. It's a large quadruped. That's right. 83 centimeters at the shoulder and weighing 53 kilograms. Their size and weight vary minutely from day to day. I got that one right.
There you go.
SCP-422 is constructed entirely out of large pieces of the bodies of other animals. Ooh.
Wow.
It's getting great. Getting crazy already. Stitched in place with muscle, fiber, and trace amounts of cartilage. The creature's major organs appear to be composed of portions of other organs. Ooh. It's like a Frankenstein animal.
Yeah.
Though a given organ will only be made of portions of that type of organ, e.g., its heart is made of connecting chambers of other hearts. Awesome. What was the original creature, though? Do we know? What was the original heart?
I don't know. I wonder if it matters. It's probably got to matter, right? It can't be a blue whale heart.
Those are big, dude. Yeah.
That's a big...
Can't have that in there.
Yeah, you remember? How big is it? They're fucking huge.
You can, like, get in it.
Yeah, you can walk through them, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I think they have those at Maryland Science Center? Or maybe the aquarium.
That's what I was going to say, but maybe I'm thinking of something else. Where you walk through a model of a heart at some... Shit, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Fuck it.
It has a flat face with two mismatched eyes, one green cat-like eye, and one brown with a horizontal pupil like a goat. Who would not want to encounter this creature.
No, I don't think so. Sounds like
just because of its eyes. I don't want to see its eyes in the dark, glowing, crazy shapes.
Yeah.
Its nose consists of two small slits just below the eyes, and its mouth is abnormally wide and stitched about the corners in such a way that it appears to be grinning.
Nope. No.
Nope, I'm out.
Oh.
A smiling goat cat? Mm-mm. No.
That looks like the fucking Joker?
Oh, hell no. Done.
Yeah.
Its back legs are also much longer than its front legs. So, it's like a hot rod.
He's got the racing slicks on the back, dude.
Resembling a frog's legs with an abnormal number of joints. Oh, nope. What the hell?
Yeah, it's like those things that fucking walk upside down, you know what I mean, on their fucking...
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Have you ever seen people do that?
Yeah. Well, on the Flash show. What the hell's that guy's name? He's just like he looks like a puppet. He like a marionette, but he just flips upside down, then he turns his head.
Yeah.
Holy crap. No.
You gotta shoot him.
Just put them out of my misery.
Yeah, if you guys see those people in real life, you got to shoot them. No, 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 no. I got to stop that because Clearly that's a joke, lawyers out there.
Yeah. SCP-422's body lacks stability, so it can't even stand up. It's just a blob. It just smiles and groans at you.
It's got too many joints, dude. It can't support all the joints. It's like, you know?
Is it doing the robot? Is that a dance? What's going on? Is that a... Oh, it's a mating dance.
Ooh.
I'm not tempted at all.
Holy shit, did I just call one here? You guys would know what that dance looked like if you join Rockfin.
This whole episode's a commercial for it's like an infomercial.
This fucking things are long.
Oh, I know.
I'll still watch them.
I still think, man, in 10 years, I know it's going to happen. In 2030, 2031, did you or a loved one receive the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine in 2020, 2021? You may be eligible for a payout.
It's quite possible. It's quite possible. I'm trying to not comment too much because I'll start ranting, and it's just an SCP episode, but I will get going, and I'm like a snowball downhill, man. Once I get going, you can't stop me. You can't slow me down. I'm a freight train, buddy.
Well, this thing's not going to go anywhere, so you can't ride this. If you're on the freight train, you're just going to... This is a speed bump for you, this patchwork beast.
Yeah. Yeah, just laying there.
No patch or organ will stay the same for an extended period of time, with a shorter shift occurring after 6 hours. Is this thing morphing? Random shit?
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
And the longest after 25 hours. There is no pattern to these changes, though a single patch will not change more than once within an 18-hour period. The patches will occasionally respond to outside stimulus, such as producing heavy fur or thick leathery hides in colder conditions.
What?
What's going on?
What the fuck is this thing?
It's just a blob that just keeps changing. It should try it on all the animals in all the places. But it's only so big.
Just got a new Fortnite skin. Yeah.
It's got a new foreskin skin. Oh.
He might. He might. You never know.
SCP-422's brain is constructed in the same fashion as its other organs, leading to the development of odd traits as different portions of its brain shift and change. Ooh. Sometimes I feel like a monkey, sometimes I feel like a lion.
Or it's speaking French, and all of a sudden, like, the fucking Spanish hand comes over and hits him, and he starts speaking Spanish, like, whoa, I want to hit, you know? That wasn't me speaking Spanish, that was just me, whoa.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure.
Yeah,
that wasn't the Spanish language. I don't know.
I know, like, uno, dos, tres, four, five, I don't know.
Maybe. Possibly due to the original construction, many characteristics remain consistent throughout shifts, including poor motor control. Well, if your leg changes every 24 hours, you're not going to know how to use it either.
Yeah, he's got to go to fucking physical therapy, rehab.
Every day.
I got this new leg, doc. It bends the other way. What the fuck?
Just can't talk anymore because very poor short and long term memory. Hold on, trying to unpack that. Very poor short and long term memory.
They just got good medium memory. I don't remember what happened an hour ago. I don't remember what happened 6 months ago, but I remember what happened 3 weeks ago perfectly.
3 weeks just keeps coming in.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened 2 weeks ago next week.
Yep, because right now I don't remember. Next week, I got you.
Often unable to remember events from several weeks ago or even several minutes ago. Well, there you go.
See?
Boom, right in the middle.
I'm an SCP genius. I knew that's what it meant.
Frequent deafness in one or both ears. That's what happens when you like shift in and out of ear mode.
So it'll happen, and then it'll come back. If it's frequent, that means it's in and out. You know what I mean? It's like hitting mute just a bunch of times.
God, that would suck. It's like driving under a bridge with your satellite radio. Just playing, nothing.
All of a sudden gone.
Playing. Numbness and lack of sensation in the extremities, including unnatural tolerance to pain. Okay? So you can get stabbed, but it's cool. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Lack of facial recognition will not government. Recognize itself in a mirror or photograph and may even show fear of its own reflection. Well, no shit, because you never know what you're going to be.
I was going to say the government doesn't lack facial recognition because they got that shit in spades, brother.
Yep. We're already all known. You just look at your phone. Yep. Doop. We know that one.
And now look, here we are putting fucking videos out. On rockfin.com, you can subscribe. Has this ever happened to you? You wanted to watch your podcasters, but you just couldn't? Whoa, I'm frozen up here. You there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Whoa, what's happening here? We're freezing.
I don't know. I can see you, and you're fine.
Was I frozen at all?
You flickered just a little bit, but not bad.
It's the Matrix.
Because you said government facial recognition, and they're like, oh!
That's it, man. They fucking got me. I'm on camera. Oh, shit, dude.
Those were the words. Those were the words. And they were like, boop, get him.
Baby, get my bug out bag. We're going out.
Just yours. Everybody else is safe.
Just get mine. She's not even home. I'm just doing that for show.
Don't worry, Alexa's recording it. Alexa will let her know later.
Not my. I don't have Alexa.
I know. Excuse me. Wiretap. Wiretap. Can you turn the lights on?
Stupid humans. Sure.
Yeah. Do they see the AI devices? Don't talk back yet. What's going to happen when they talk back?
Yakety yak, don't talk back.
Don't put that app on your Alexa. All right. Color blindness. Though this diminishes as intelligence increases. So if the eyes shift to a creature who has color blindness, and then the brain shifts to a creature who has a little bit more intelligence, the color blindness is diminished, I guess.
It sounds to me like what they're saying is anybody who's colorblind is a dumbass.
Look, dude, we did not write this.
No.
And there's only one artist's interpretation.
Don't come at me, bro. Don't come at me. Unless you're Joe Biden, then come at me, bro.
I gotta send you this video that I saw earlier. It was Biden grab ass, but to the SpongeBob tune.
Yes, please send that to me.
All right. Additionally, SCP-422's intelligence can range anywhere from that of an average house cat to a 7-year-old child. But that's it. That's it. The top. 7-year-old child.
Dog years.
But some 7-year-olds are pretty smart. Yeah. How it works. Well, the average being that of a 5 or 6-year-old, so in that range, they can tie their shoe and talk to you a little bit and maybe do a little math.
My kids have been learning Spanish since first grade, dude.
Can they talk to you in Spanish?
A little
you're
bit.
Just like,
they can say
they speak can speak American.
Whoa. Whoa. Don't forget we don't edit these, brother. Who gives a shit?
That's in you're in your own house. It's fine.
Yeah, but soon when this goes up, we're gonna be in a lot of houses.
Maybe.
Or none.
Because there's the Rockfin app. You can get that on your TV.
So go ahead and download Rockfin. People are never going to do it now. They will never do it. They'll be like, fucking shut up. I'm not doing it now.
All right. Dr. Redacted has been keeping extensive records of daily fluctuations in SCP-422's intelligence, physical traits, and patch count. More information on Dr. Redacted's studies can be found at Data Expunged.
We'll never fucking know.
Nope.
Never know.
Since this thing can't walk, it can barely think. It's colorblind half the time. But it's not. Is it safe? I don't know.
Well,
how do we contain this if we wanted to contain it?
It says it's safe, but to contain it, it says SCP-422 is to be contained in a 3.5 meter by 3.5 meter room. Again,
what is that?
Dumbass Americans here. Could be big, could be small. I don't know.
No clue. We won't know.
It could be equivalent to 40 feet or a foot and a half. No clue. But this room is to be kept bare, save for SCP-422's bedding, water bowl, and a dog toy provided by Dr. Redacted. SCP-422 is to be fed twice a day on a strictly carnivorous diet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hungry for that meat.
Yeah.
Ghosts don't eat meat.
Huh?
You got a goat eye, but the goat. The goat eye looks at it, it's like, oh, is that meat? I'm supposed to eat that?
I don't know. Have you ever heard of a little thing called the devil?
He's not a goat.
Well, he might be. You know, he might be.
This sounds like an offspring of the Jersey Devil, because the Jersey Devil is like four different animals.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
The Jersey Devil and the Devil Devil mated and brought this thing into the world.
Maybe. And now it's a goat that eats meat.
Meats eat.
All right, I got to move on because I'm going to keep fucking up. SCP-422 may be fed any type of raw meat provided in portions appropriate for a medium to large sized dog. All meat must be carefully boned, as consuming bone can cause data expunged and other anomalies with SCP-422's hide. Why won't you tell us what it could cause? Could it cause a nuclear blast? Or could it just cause, his toenails to grow a little faster?
It's scary. We can't scare the children. It's safe. We can't tell them the unsafe parts.
Yeah. SCP-422 is to be monitored by security cameras placed in its enclosure, as well as two guards armed with tranquilizers stationed at the door. Though the creature has shown no interest in escaping or unprovoked hostility, it has the capability of doing so. Like, I haven't killed yet, but I am capable of it. You know?
Because 7-year-olds want to murder.
Some of them might. I don't know.
Well, if it is the spawn of the devil, perhaps.
Oh, I thought you were saying more.
No.
Perhaps. And then I was like.
But that is the end of that one. Shall we break? I think we should break.
I think so. Let me hit this button twice because it's going to fuck up.
Now it's time for your SCP.
That's right. It is. Oh, shit. Which one is it? I forgot. Oh, 451. Mr. Lonely.
Mr. Lonely.
I'm so lonely. I don't know. That's not a song. Is that a song? I don't know.
I could cry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lonesome. I'm so lonesome.
Elvis, right?
Yeah.
Or the Beatles. I don't fucking know.
Well, if it was the Beatles, then it must have been after they broke up.
They were just like, ooh, I'm so lonely. Isn't that? That's the kind of how they did. You know, like one of those.
Yeah, their bowl haircuts.
Yeah, they all. Weird. Weird. They all look
so weird.
The same fucking haircut. Just. People do it now. People all have the same fucking haircut now.
Mine's practical. I just cut it off, use my own clippers, boom, done.
I think nature got you started, though.
Hey.
Mine's so fucking thick that if I don't keep it short, it turns into a huge afro. And you know, you've seen it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Massive fro.
Just, is it still that curly?
Yeah.
Curly enough to do that?
Yeah. When I was a kid, my hair was blonde and straight. And then when
what happened?
I don't know. When I was, I don't know, probably 10 or 11, it started to slowly turn. And now here I am with dark brown hair. I don't know. Maybe I went through some weird, maybe the aliens got me, dude, and they fucked with my DNA.
You Mandela'd yourself.
Yeah, man. Whoa.
I don't know if that's how Mandela effects work.
I don't need sleep. I need answers.
What happened? Hold on. When you were 10, so what was that, 1997?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a year, isn't there a weird Mandela effect theory that the world broke one year? Or maybe it's broken other times and things were like reset or we collided with another one and things got crazy, crooked, messed up.
There's a thought that the world really did end in 2012, but we were rescued. But because of the trauma of it, we don't remember. We've suppressed that memory, all of us.
All right.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, but that's not what this SCP is about.
Sure isn't.
I don't know what this one's about, except for Senor Lonely.
Well, let me describe it for you here, buddy. Don't you worry. SCP-451, formerly Agent Redacted Redacted, starts with an M and a J.
Was it fucking Agent Michael Jordan? Michael Jackson?
Oh, is no. A Caucasian male.
Could be Michael Jackson then. <laughs> 33 years of age and 1.6 meters tall. So maybe tall, maybe short, maybe average. Who knows?
We're not going to know. We're not going to find out either.
SCP-451 cannot perceive the presence or actions of other human beings.
What?
Sounds a little busted.
Changes made to the immediate environment are generally not noted by SCP-451 unless his attention is elsewhere for any arbitrary period of time. That's like when my wife comes home and she's like, how's my hair look? I'm like, she'll be like, notice anything different? I'm like, no. Your hair? She's like,
is that a different shirt? You bought a different shirt, didn't you?
No, my wife's not at all like that, but I know the type. It'd be tough to deal with. I cannot. Mm-hmm. I forgot where I was. Oh, gotcha.
Arbitrary period of
certain
time.
Changes to SCP-451 surroundings are miss. What? You didn't hear
something? Something weird happened.
Yeah, that was weird.
Matrix.
We just rewound. Certain changes to SCP-451 surroundings are misinterpreted, including all attempts to communicate with him and any clear evidence of direct human intervention.
What?
I don't know. Misinterpreted by him? It? Whatever, I guess?
It seems like this dude is just checked right out.
Yeah, he's all fucked up on drugs. He's like, what? Oh, I didn't see you do that thing.
What? How did that?
And you like grab him like 451. Look at this. Wake up. Look what I did. And he's like, "Oh shit, man. Yeah, now
there's,
I see
those tremors again."
Fuck, dude. Now I see it. Yeah. This dude's just high. He's just a fucking hobo they found on the street. I don't know if I can say hobo anymore. I don't think so.
He's permanently tripping.
Study may be necessary to determine a pattern in what is perceived and what is not. Okay. SCP-451 appeared at Site 19, 1 month after he was declared MIA following a failed attempt to retrieve a dangerous artifact.
Hold on.
Whoa, you just turned into Indiana Jones here?
Does that mean that he went out? He was, personnel D or whatever, and he went to Site 19, and they're like, fuck, he's gone. But then he didn't know he was gone because he wasn't checking in anywhere. He was just absent. And then he just showed up to a familiar location.
Yeah,
is
I
that
don't
what
know.
That means?
I mean, this guy's a fucking dunce. He's just wandering around. Like, I can't imagine he's out there being chased down by boulders trying to fucking get the crystal skull and all that shit.
He'd get run over by the boulder. Oop, sorry.
Like, oh man, that looks like a big cookie dough ball. I got the munchies too, man.
All right, so does the boulder reset?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's got to, right?
It just rolls through, like just crushes people, then it just sort of rolls back up into its home until the next jackass goes in there?
Well, physics doesn't allow that. It can't roll back up.
It's got to get some momentum.
Yeah.
So it'll roll down.
Like a roller coaster?
Yeah, it'll roll down, get some momentum. Whoever built that place was fucking genius. this big ass boulder rolling down, and then it goes back into its home. It resets the trap.
Maybe they just have a bunch of them lined up. You know what I mean? Like one goes. Because they're like, we're not going to have that many people come here. Let's, you know, we'll put like six boulders up. It lets
They'll
one go.
They'll figure it out by then. Like, don't go in there.
Stay the fuck out.
That's what the boulders mean.
Remember those old stickers and like t-shirts that said back off?
Back off.
Oh, you stickers so aggressive. Got a badass.
Everybody put it on their cars and shit. Back off. Move over. Like, all right, whoa.
How about that? Wasn't there one bad boy? And it was just this tough-looking Chad dude with his buzz cut. It was just like this line dude.
Maybe.
Bad boy.
I saw a
bad girl.
I saw one of those stickers of the kid pissing on something the other day. I said, where the fuck did it... Is that an antique? How the fuck did you even get that?
Right.
I thought they stopped making those in 1972.
Pissing on Ford.
I saw one he was pissing on... I think the Cowboys logo or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The actions of SCP-451 were found to be consistent with stress responses indicated in Agent Jordan's. No, I'm just kidding. That's redacted. I'm going to assume it's... actually, let's go with Jackson. It's Michael Jackson.
Right.
An agent redacted psychological profile.
This is what happened to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you thought, not his doctor.
No.
The doctor didn't take him out. He just wandered off, and now he's in site, whatever the fuck, 19. Reports of petty thefts and ghost sightings. Ghost sightings. Yeah, in quotes. Between the artifact's location and Site 19 suggest that SCP-451 traveled here on foot, taking what resources were at hand. The artifact itself... remains at large.
He lost it.
I wasn't ready. Damn it. I apologize. All right. So we got some addendums here.
Do you mean to read some? Do you want to?
You want
to
alternate? Do this? You want to do one? I do one. You do one. I do one.
Sure. Let me start.
Go for it.
All right. Addendum 451-1. SCP-451 has recently shown suicidal tendencies. What? Hi, people. Don't do that. Despite how... That's so rude.
Oh, I was just fucking around.
Despite how many staff feel about his presence, it is no excuse for providing him with convenient methods of self-termination. That's a fucked up prank, dude.
This is no... There's no excuse for it.
He's checked out. He doesn't know there's people around, and suddenly there's scissors that just show up out of nowhere.
It's the fucking interns are like, hey, put it in. Do it.
Go put it in over there. 451's over there. Go do it.
He's like, I'm going to do it. No, I can't do it. Oh, God.
They put a bunch of post-its. What's he going to do? Paper cut himself to death?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you like do it real hard on your neck there.
Man, what a shitty way to go.
Yeah, a paper cut in general hurts. Can you imagine?
Death.
Oh.
SCP-451 was a valuable agent before his accident and can be again if he ever regains his full perception.
Well, hey.
But the interns are just fucking with him.
They're thinking optimistically, right? No, you can be a great agent again. Just don't fucking paper cut yourself to death, please. You just got to get your fucking perception back. You got to stop being a dumbass.
We'll make you president. We promise.
Whoa. Maybe that's what happened.
This was before. This was before, but we have him now.
I was going to say, maybe that's what happened. Woo.
Oh, boy. Took a turn.
Addendum 451-2. Following the events described in Incident Report 451-1, further attempts at convincing SCP-451 to self-terminate will result in suspensions of all involved personnel. We have him classified as Euclid for a reason.
That is so messed up. You guys need to stop fucking with him.
It's like it's almost like it's a letter to the employees. You know what I mean? Like, if you right. do this again, you're going to be suspended if you're involved.
Do you have your personnel D too?
We marked him Euclid for a reason. Like, why is that part in there for us to read? You know what I mean?
That's hilarious. It's passive-aggressive human relations.
Not passive-aggressive. It's just other direction aggressive. Like, not even to them. It's to us.
Don't fuck with him. Stop fucking with 451. He's a fine president.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, boy. Addendum 451-3. Though direct communication is not possible with SCP-451, it has been found that active attempts to deceive him have varying rates of success. Well, tell us about it.
Yeah.
A program has been put in place to plant false evidence for SCP-451. And this is why we left Afghanistan.
Jeez, we are...
It's getting heavy.
Yeah.
His psychological profile indicates that he will construct a narrative using this evidence. Nice. This plot line, quote, in quotes, is intended to keep SCP-451 at Site-19, where he may continue to be monitored. Contingencies have also been made in case any evidence is overlooked or misinterpreted. All right.
So they're saying it's like he's a conspiracy theorist. You know, and they just gave him all this false shit. Like, what was that guy's name? Paul Benowitz, right? Was that the guy who, I saw UFOs, and the government's like, yeah, you did. And then he's like, know. What, I did? You don't know that story?
No, I don't know Benowitz story.
I think it's Paul Benowitz. I might be wrong. And then he just stayed busy with it, and the government's like, look, he saw some secret shit we've been working on. We just told him it's UFOs. Nobody's going to believe him. If he said he saw a secret government airplane, they might believe that. So they just straight up told him, yeah, you did. You saw UFOs. Yeah, why don't you come in this room and study them?
Yeah, man.
And
shit.
He's like,
we're glad you found it.
He's taking notes.
You're taking notes?
No. My wife just texted me. Her check engine light is on.
No.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Better hurry this up then.
Incident 451-1. Oh, incident. Oh, I was like, what? On 7-8-2000 redacted. It's 20 redacted redacted. SCP-451 discovered a firearm left for him by Site-19 staff.
Fucking God. Come on.
The worst... fucking employees ever. Unbelievable.
That's horrible.
SCP-451 entered the main break room, placed a weapon in his mouth, and fired it.
Oh, holy shit.
Whoa, I did.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Did not.
The bullet. This is a fictional tale.
Yeah.
Probably, as far as we know.
They're supposed to be. Otherwise, we wouldn't joke about this.
So that was a fucking lie.
The bullet passed through SCP-451 without harming him and entered a level 2 researcher. See? That's what you get. Karma, motherfucker.
That's insta-karma.
Instant karma.
Don't be a level 2 researcher around 451. How about that?
This guy, he's probably like, he didn't know anything about it. You know, he just started his shift. You know what I mean?
The first time he's encountered 451, suddenly he got shot through the dude's head. What? What's going on?
He's like, ow, fucking hell. What the shit?
He pushes him. 451 is just freaking out.
The researcher was briefly able to interact with SCP-451 before expiring.
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately, no useful information has passed on to SCP-451. No useful information was passed on to SCP-451. What would be useful information for 451?
In that incident, you attempted to off yourself, but you killed somebody else inadvertently?
You're a superhero. You try to kill yourself, the bullet goes right through you.
Kills the other guy?
Go be a superhero. Go join the Avengers. What are you doing?
He has no idea what he's doing.
Don't be so down in the dumps, you know? Don't be all gloomy.
Mr. Lonely.
I'm so lonely.
Do you want to know how to contain Mr. Lonely?
I do, yeah, because, dude.
This guy's almost dangerous, I guess.
I mean, you could probably just put him in front of a TV with a bowl of Cheetos and he's good.
Yeah, as long as the Cheetos keep getting filled up. He's completely oblivious to people, so the Cheetos can just keep pouring in there and there'll still be Cheetos all the time.
Flaming hot. Better be flaming hot, motherfucker.
Get them hot poops.
Yeah. Stain your fingers.
Ooh.
It's okay. It's so good.
Special containment procedures. Due to SCP-451's current state, physical containment is not feasible. What? What is the different state of matter? What's going on?
Yeah, it seems like it would be fairly simple. He lacks all motivation.
Just put him in a closet. You know, a 1.5 meter by 1.5 meter, whatever that means.
Room. Yeah, maybe.
But that's not what this says. Extensive study of Agent Jackson's psychological profile, J redacted, has allowed researchers to provide him with a mental task in order to keep him at Site 19. What? Why'd they give this guy something to do? That just gives interns ideas.
Maybe they're hoping it's going to get him back to the way he was. Maybe some brain stimulation.
Yeah, okay. A security detail of two guards must accompany SCP-451 at all times in order to prevent attempts to access or release other potentially dangerous objects contained on site.
That was a long sentence.
I'm not exhausted from that. I'm exhausted from them giving him a task with the opportunity to do something like that.
Look, he's not in solitary confinement. You got to give him some yard time, dude. You can't just...
Well, put him in the yard. Don't have him wander the halls where the dangerous things are.
He's with the guards, man. You know all security guards are perfect.
I feel like there was some sarcasm in there. My sarcasm detector just went off.
Whoa.
Perfect. Any research into SCP-451 should be restricted to determining ways to contain or communicate with him. And that's it. That's how we contain him. Just set him up with a couple guards and walk the halls.
That's not even containment. It didn't even...
No. No, it's not. We're just going to give him a couple tasks to do. Here you go. Go do some tasks in electrical or whatever.
I don't even know why did it go through all that? The literally the first sentence says, in his current state, physical containment is not feasible. End of containment procedures. That's it. It's not possible. The end.
We're not going to do it. That's it.
We can't do it. End of sentence. End of paragraph. End of whatever.
Speaking of. This is the end.
Ooh. Wow. What a segue, my dude.
It was a hard one. It was a whole bunch of ends, and then it ended.
I thought you said it was a hard on.
What?
And I was like,
come on.
What?
This is a children's program.
It is?
No.
No, I was going to say, I mark them all explicit.
And, well, 451, he's good now. He sits in the Oval Office.
Well, hey. He might. They, like, just changed his chair. It's just one of those seats that you can poop in. You know? Ooh. You know what I mean? Just because you never know. When you're that age, you never know when you're just going to drop a turret out. So he just sits there signing executive orders, dropping poop.
He puts a... He scribbles out his Biden, and at the end of the end, it's... Ooh. Oh.
Howdy-ho!
He's not a king, but he sits on a throne.
Ooh, man. We went so political.
Bad
this.
Dad joke. Dad bad joke.
Dad bad. So sad.
Ooh. Now I'm glad.
Well, good thing you just didn't get kicked in the NAD.
Just the one.
That will be bad.
Holy smokes. All right. Do you think SCP-451 is actually the president of the United States of America right now? Just let us know. Podchaser.com/Bringin' the Weird. Leave us 5 stars and tell us about SCP-451. Do you have a 451 in your life? Apple Podcasts. Bring on the Weird. 5 stars. Let us know. Or you can let us know on all the socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the links. Oh, on Discord also. We haven't mentioned Discord in a little bit. All the links can be found on weirdnesshq.com/bringontheweird.
Yeah, and if you want some dope merch, go to zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird, myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird, and tpublic.com and search Bring On The Weird.
God damn, we did it. Look at that.
I fucking nailed it. First try, dude. First time in history.
Man, I'm speechless. Stay weird, world.
We'll see you guys next time.